Hello, Joe Bonner. Thanks for ringing back. I'm sorry I missed the call earlier today.
Oh, yeah, how you doing?
Unfortunately, not everything is good. As you might remember, maybe our mother might have, I am a victim of many crimes perpetrated by Portugal. For example, I was tortured. The European Committee for the Prevention of Torture visited me in Portuguese torture chambers, and it repeatedly criticizes Portugal over violating international law against me. I went to the Ashburn police station on the 13th of September to make complaints related to crimes related to being tortured in Portugal, and I was abused by a sergeant here. He assaulted me in front of a CCTV camera, saying, quote, "Get out of my station," unquote.
In Ashburn,
yes. I'm sorry to not really give you adequate time to handle this. I know you were in Spain. I went to Navan police station, and it accepted a formal criminal complaint by me against this Ashburn policeman. And so the Police Ombudsman Commission, that is called FISRU, responded to me that it accepts that this complaint is admissible, and it wants me to visit it on Thursday at 10 o'clock to make a statement.
And where are you making the statement?
So, unfortunately, it insists that I have to make this statement in Dublin, in Abbey Street. The 103 buses go on Abbey Street, but in the opposite direction. So its offices are beyond the Jervis Shopping Centre. So so I am allowed to bring two persons with me, and I hope that you will be able to accompany me. Is this going to be possible?
Okay, and who are you bringing? Who else are you bringing?
I don't know yet. A friend said that he is concerned and in principle is willing to come with me, but he works in Mead. It may be difficult, and his mother was hospitalized on Saturday, so she's going to like maybe die an hour before this meeting, so it's possible that he's not going to be able to make it. I would actually like to bring a lawyer with me, but I'm having difficulty finding a relevant lawyer who has who does not have too many clients already with an excessive workload, if you know what I mean. So if you can suggest a good lawyer to take, then maybe I might bring her or him too. But if not, well, I still have to think of who else can do it for me.
So you just want me to go there as a witness with you?
That would be good if maybe you might also state that. I mean, you know that our family lives here, because this policeman absurdly asked me, quote, "Where are you from?" unquote, and "Where were you born?" unquote, and this is ridiculous. I mean, I bought the 120th guard ID card from this station in the previous century. And our family is well known here, and this really is not proper behaviour by a policeman, I feel.
Oh, what's the policeman's name?
Anthony Malone. ID MH254. Anthony Malone.
Did he physically assault you?
He physically assaulted me, but on a low threshold. I mean, he hit me twice. I mean, he didn't make me bleed. I didn't get a pain from it, but he does know that this is from a background of actually having been literally physically tortured, and he knows that he cannot legally hit a person in this way. I mean, there's a difference in maybe, I mean, there could be a difference if there was someone robbing something from a shop and running away, and then maybe he hits him on a leg to arrest him or something. I mean, but that's completely different.
And did anybody see him?
All right. So I mean, as I said, he did this in front of a CCTV camera in this station, and and he did it in front of many underling police officers who sat and stood by looking at him, not attempting to prevent him, not chastising him, not arresting him, not handcuffing him. So I'm going to be interested to hear if they actually arrested him after he ejected me from this station.
Okay, well, what time's your appointment on Tuesday?
Thursday. So the appointment has not actually been established yet, but this Police Ombudsman Commission said to me that ideally it wants it at 10 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay, fine. Well, let me know if that has been confirmed.
Right. Well, this one of the main thing delaying confirming it is that I want to have a companion confirmed to accompany me. So if you can say that you were going to be definitely able to do it at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or whenever on Thursday.
Yeah, because on Thursday I'm busy because I've got another thing on, but I go in there Thursday morning.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, so please tell me like exactly when it is you can actually be there on Thursday, and I will inform it. It's going to ring me on Monday.
Preferably Wednesday would suit me better. Wednesday. Thursday the only day they've got.
I think that the Thursday is the only day that it said that specifically that it was offering. But if you say that Wednesday is better for you, I will try to suggest Wednesday. But I think it's going to be Thursday.
Because on Thursday I've got an award ceremony on Thursday evening, so right. I'd be very very busy that day.
Okay. Well, you don't actually have to be with me throughout the entire thing. If you were there for a good few tens of minutes, then at least
I'll be there. I'll just be there and say I know you. I have no problem doing that. If you want me to do that,
yes, I want you to do that. Definitely, please do.
All right, I'll be there. Yeah, but let me know in plenty of time. Send me a text or whatever. Or tell me where what time is on or where it's going to be.
Thanks a lot. But just tell me, please, what are the best times on Thursday for you then?
As early as possible, because I need to be back out of town again.
Right. Okay, so as early as possible. Well, it's not going to be before 10 o'clock, I'm sorry to say. So.
10 o'clock then, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Yeah, all right then.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Preferably on Wednesday or any other day other than Thursday. But I'll go on Thursday if that's the only day they've got.
Okay, I'll inform him that you have a preference for other days, including Wednesday. But
all right.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.